Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 8, Text 43.
今天我们要一起学习圣严婆伽瓦坛国家梵网释书第一篇第八章的第43节时。
Krishna,
Sri Krishna,
Krishna Sakha,
Krishna Sakha,
Vishni,
Vishni,
Vishabha,
Vishabha,
Avani,
Avani,
Drup,
Drup,
Rajanyavamsa,
Rajanyavamsa,
Dahana,
Dahana,
Anapavarga,
Anapavarga,
Virya,
Virya,
Govinda,
Govinda,
Go,
Go,
Vija,
Vija,
Sura,
Sura,
Artihara,
Artihara,
Avatara,
Avatara,
Yoga Ishvara,
Yoga Ishvara,
Akila,
Akila,
Guru,
Guru,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
Namate,
Namate,
Shri Krishna Krishna Sakavishni Rishabhavani Drup.
Shri Krishna Krishna Sakavishni Rishabhavani Drup.
Rajanyavamsa Dahana Napavarga Virya.
Rajanyavamsa Dahana Napavarga Virya.
Govinda Godvija Surarti Haravatara.
Govinda Godvija Surarti Haravatara.
Yogeshwara Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Yogeshwara Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Shri Krishna Krishna Sakavishna Vishibhavani Dru.
Shri Krishna Krishna Sakavishna Vishibhavani Dru.
Rajanya Vamsa Dahana Napavarga Virya.
Rajanya Vamsa Dahana Napavarga Virya.
Govinda Godvija Surarti Haravatara.
Govinda Godvija Surarti Haravatara.
Yogeshwara Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Yogeshwara Akila
Krishna Krishna Sakha Vishnu Rishabhavani Dru.
Shri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vishnu Rishabhavani Dru.
Rajanya Vamsa Dahana Napavarga Virya.
Rajanya Vamsa Dahana Napavarga Virya.
Govinda Godvija Surarti Haravatara.
Govinda Godvija Surarti Haravatara.
Yogeshwara Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Yogeshwara Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
Shri Krishna Krishna
Sakha Vishnu Rishabhavani Dru.
Rajanya Vamsa Dahana Napavarga Virya.
sadhana na bhavardhaniya
Govinda Godvija Surati Aravatara
Govinda Godvija Surati Aravatara
Yogeshwara Kila Guru Bhagavan Namaste
Yogeshwara Kila Guru Bhagavan Namaste Shri Krishna Krishna Sakarishni Raisa Bhavani Drug
Shri Krishna Krishna
Sakarishni Sakarishni Sakarishni
Rajanya Vansa
Dhanana Pavargavira Rajanya Vansa Dhanana Pavargavira Govinda Surati Haravatara
Govinda Surati
Yogeshwara Kila Guru Bhagavan Namaste
Yogeshwara Kila Guru Bhagavan Namaste
Shri Krishna
Shri Krishna
Shanchu Krishnaya
Shanchu Krishnaya
Krishna Saka
Krishna Saka
Arjuna 的朋友啊
阿朱那的朋友啊，Vishnu，Vishnu，Vishnu的后裔啊
，Vishnu的后裔啊，Vishnu，首领啊，首领啊，Avani，Avani地球，地球，Duk，Duk，叛逆的，叛逆的，Rajanya Vamsa，Rajanya Vamsa，纣王的王朝，纣王的王朝。
Dahana
Dahana
消灭者啊
Anapavarga
Anapavarga
没有退化
Virya
英勇行为
Govinda
Goloka 居所的拥有者呀
Goloka 居所的拥有者呀
Go
Go
乳牛的
Dvija
Brahmana
Sura
半神人
Artihara
为了去除痛苦
Avatara
降临下来的至尊主啊
Yoga Ishvara
一切神秘力量的主人啊
Akila
宇宙的
Guru
导师啊
Bhagavan
所有财富的拥有者啊
Namaste
向您恭敬的顶礼
O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Vishnu, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the Brahmins, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers, and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances.
Krishna, Arjuna的朋友, Vishnu王朝后裔的领袖, 您摧毁了危害地球的政治团体, 您高超的本领永不减弱, 您是超然居所的主人, 降临世上, 是为了去除乳牛 Brahmana 和奉献者的痛苦您拥有一切神秘力量是整个宇宙的导师您是万能的神我虔敬地向您顶礼膜拜
Purport A summary of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is made herein by Srimati Kunti Devi.
要知, 圣昆蒂·戴维在此对至尊主 Krishna 做了概括性的总结。
The Almighty Lord has His eternal, transcendental abode where He is engaged in keeping Sura Bikas.
万能的至尊主有他永恒超然的住所，他在那里照看 Surabhi 乳牛。
He is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune.
成千上万的幸运女神在他身边侍奉着他。
He descends on the material world to reclaim his devotees and to annihilate the disturbing elements and groups of political parties and kings who are supposed to be in charge of administration work.
他降临物质世界是为了教导他的奉献者，同时消灭危害地球的各种政治团体，以及玩忽职守、不好好管理国家的君王。
He creates, maintains, and annihilates by his unlimited energies, and still he is always full with prowess and does not deteriorate in potency.
尽管他用他无限的能量进行创造、维系和毁灭，但他杰出的才能和所具有的能力却始终如一，从没有丝毫减退。
The cows, the Brahmins, and the devotees of the Lord are all objects of his special attention because they are very important factors for the general welfare of living beings.
乳牛、Brahmana 和他的奉献者永远是他特别关注的对象，因为他们对造福众生起着极为重要的作用。圣帕瓦德呢，在钥匙的第一句话里头就说，这个是圣昆蒂·戴维对至尊主 Krishna 做的概括性的总结。
Of course, it's not possible to one sentence just to make a complete summary of Krishna.
但是当然了，不可能一个人就说那么一句话啊，然后接下来就把至尊人全部都总结完了。
Because Krishna is unlimited.
因为 Krishna 他是无限的。
Not only is Krishna unlimited, but he's Akila Rasamrita Sindhu. He's an ocean of transcendental rasas or relationships.
Krishna 他不仅仅是无限的，而且呢，他是所有的关系、甜美的交流的这种啊源泉。
And he has relationships with unlimited devotees.
而他呢，跟无数 数不胜数的奉献者，每个人都有个人的关系。
And each of those individual relationships is an aspect of Krishna.
而他跟每一个人具有的那种特别的那个关系，都是表现了 Krishna 的不同的方面。
Is Yasoda Nandana?
Yasoda Nandana.
He's the son of Yasoda.
那意思就是他，这是他的名字，意思是他亚，说他是亚修达的儿子。
There's a lot to say about the son of Yasoda.
那一谈起亚修达的儿子，那就可以谈很多很多了。
He's Krishna Sakha.
他是 Krishna Sakha.
He's a friend of Arjuna.
意思是他是 Arjuna 的朋友。
There's a lot to say about Krishna being Arjuna's friend.
那一说起 Krishna 成为Arjuna 的朋友，那其中就有很多很多可谈的了。
He's Yudhishthira Prime.
他又说是，他又被称为 Yudhishthira Prime.
He's the life of Yudhishthira Maharaj.
意思是说，他是 Yudhishthira 王的生命。
He's very dear to Srimati Radharani and has unlimited names.
然后呢，他因为是 Radharani 最爱的人，因此。有关这个部分，他又有很多很多的名字。
He's Subal Sakha.
他又说他他的另外一个名字 Subal Sakha.
He's a friend of Subal, and they have so many wonderful pastimes.
那也就是说他是 Subal 的朋友，而他们在一起从事了那么多非常令人心醉神迷的活动。
In fact, we could go on and on and on and on.
事实上，我们可以一直不断的讲下去，讲下去，讲下去。
Because Krishna has unlimited pastimes with unlimited devotees.
因为 Krishna 与数不数胜数的奉献者从事过无数无数的娱乐活动。
And it is said that Ananta Shesha with his thousands of hoods.
这个经典里就记载说 ，Ananta Shesha 那个神蛇。他有上千的头。
He's been glorifying pastimes of the Lord from each of those mouths.
那个顶着那个就是宇宙底部的顶着无数星球的有着上千的头的 Ananda Shesha 用他的每一个头的那个嘴巴去荣耀赞美主的娱乐活动。
Eternally.
是永恒的在赞美，在谈。
It never repeats.
但是。从来都没有重复过。
So it's inconceivable.
所以这简直是不可思议的。
So how can we say that this is a summary of Lord Krishna?
所以我们怎么能够说这样的一个诗文就是对至尊人的一个总结了呢？
Although Srila Prabhupada says it for a very good reason.
那尽管这样，但是帕帕的之所以这么说，还是有他的非常好的理由的。
Because it is a summary of many important elements of Krishna's personality.
因为呢，这一节诗谈到了至尊人的很多重要的这个要点。
Which most of us could be familiar with.
而谈到的这些个重点是我们每一个人听了以后感觉到是有这种熟悉感的。
So this summary is not only which most of us can be familiar with, but which Kunti Devi is familiar with.
而且这个谈的这些个要点不仅仅是我们听了以后是感觉到是可以跟我们连接上有熟悉感，也是昆蒂王后本身熟悉的。
Because Kunti Devi, she has her particular relationship with Krishna also.
因为昆蒂王后，她跟至尊人的关系是特殊，另外一种特殊的关系。
Kunti Devi, Kunti was the sister of Vasudeva.
Kunti 呢，她是 Vasudeva 的姐妹。
And Vasudeva was the son, and Kunti was the daughter.Of Surasena.
这个 Vasudeva 是 Surasena 的儿子，而 Kunti 王后是他的女儿 Surasena 的女儿。
And King Surasena was one of the kings of the Vishnu dynasty.
那 Surasena 是 Vishnu 王朝的一个君王。
course, Kunti Devi, she was, I believe, although she was the son of Vasudev, she was adopted by King Kunti Bhoja.
那尽管这个 Kunti 王后她是 Surasena 的女儿，但是后来被送给那个 Kunti Bhoja 去养了。
And therefore she became known as Kunti.
正因为如此，她成为 Kunti Bhoja 的女儿养女，所以她叫 Kunti。
So she has a relationship with Krishna also.
那当然了，她跟 Krishna 也有一种特定的关系。
She's Krishna's aunt.
她是 Krishna 的婶什么舅妈，搞不清楚这种亲戚关系。It's in Chinese different.
It's different
name. Yes,、yeah, so I don't know which part you know actually. 舅妈还是婶子？
It's on the side of the father.
所以
姑姑
father sister.
如果是我们的爸爸的，那就叫姑妈。姑妈。
Okay. And she has a relationship with Krishna in that way.
所以呢，她就是以这种是。这个人 Krishna 的姑妈的这样的一种关系在跟他交往。
She also has a relationship with Krishna in another way, which we won't speak about too deeply.
那当然，他跟 Krishna 其实还有另外一种关系，但是我们在这里不会深入的去谈。
Because if we go too deep, we won't get into the summary of Krishna.
因为如果我们一谈另外的更深入的一些个细节的话，我们就远离了这个概述性的总结。
But Kunti Devi, she was a great pure devotee of Krishna.
但是 Kunti Devi 呢，她是 Krishna 的纯粹的优秀的奉献者。
But her relationship with Krishna was such that she understood Krishna's divinity.
但是呢，由于他跟 Krishna 的那种关系是那样的一种特殊的关系，因此他能够了解 Krishna 的这种无限的神性。
She didn't think that Krishna is my nephew.
他没想着说 Krishna 是我的侄子。
You got it?
侄子。It's all different.
Because she understood Krishna's divinity, she had feelings of reverence towards him.
So, because she understood Krishna's 那种无限的神性，所以她对 Krishna 是有了一种敬畏。
Generally, how to say it, an aunt doesn't feel reverence towards the nephew.
一般的情况下，姑妈对侄子就没有觉得有什么敬畏的感觉。
Generally, aunt feels I've have some feelings of responsibility, and my nephew's misbehaving. I should talk to his mother. I should talk to his father. They should straighten him out.
一般的情况下，这个姑妈对侄子就是觉得是我有职责。就是监管他要让他就是行为端正如果不这样的话我应该跟他妈告状跟他爸告状
So in Krishna's pastimes although she is related to Krishna in this way
所以呢虽然在这个跟 Krishna 的这个娱乐活动当中他是以姑妈和侄子的这种关系在交往
Krishna understood that Kunti understoodHe's not an ordinary nephew.
但是呢，昆提王后知道他 Krishna 不是什么普通的侄子。
He's the supreme lord.
他是至尊人。
And in fact, that's one of the things she says here in this verse. You are the Almighty God.
所以这事实上也就是他在这节诗里就说了这句话：您是万能的神。
Now, Krishna's mother in Vrindavan would never say that about Krishna.
但是我们可以看到 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的那个妈妈永远都不会说这句话。
Yashoda would never say to Krishna, "You are the Almighty God."
他亚修的永远都不会对 Krishna 说，您是万能的神。
She wouldn't say it.
他从来都不会说这句话。
Kunti, she says it, but Yashoda would never say that.
昆蒂说这话，但是亚修的妈妈从来不会说这句话。
Nanda Maharaj would never say that.
而且南的王也从来都不会说出这句话。
In fact, one time, Uddhava, when he came to Vrindavan to give consolation to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj.
事实上有一次乌达瓦去了 Vrindavan 去啊给这个亚修的妈妈还有南的王去安抚他们。
Because Krishna was in Mathura.
那个时候因为 Krishna 在 Mathura.
And he sent Uddhava as a message to Vrindavan.
啊，他把这个Krishna 把 Uddhava 派到 Vrindavan 去送信息去了。
And Uddhava was trying to console Nanda Maharaj because he was feeling great separation from Krishna.
由于 Nanda 王他觉得跟 Krishna 的分离啊非常非常的痛苦，所以 Uddhava 想要去安抚他。
And he was trying to say, "Your son is the supreme lord."
所以乌达瓦试图跟这个南的王说，其实你的儿子是至尊神呐、
啊。You should not be so worried about your son.
你就不用为你的这个儿子那么担心了。
And he tried to console him in different ways with this understanding of Krishna, his understanding of Krishna.
这个乌达瓦试图就是用自己对于 Krishna 的认识，用这些认识去安抚这个 Nanda 王。
And Nanda Maharaj told him, "What are you trying to say to me?"
这个 Nanda 王的反应却是，你在试着跟我说什么呢
？You're trying to console me with words like this?
啊，你是试图就是用这些话，然后让我感到安慰吗
？Krishna, when he comes to me in the morning.He carries my shoes on his head.
这个Krishna 当他在家的时候，他早上走向我的时候，他是把我的鞋顶在头顶上走过来的。
How is he God? He's carrying my shoes on his head.
他怎么可能是神呢？啊，要是神的话，怎么可能顶着我的鞋过来呀
？And when Krishna tries to lift up a piece of wood to carry to his father.As a seat, he needs help. He can't even hold it.
当 Krishna 就是为了给他的父亲拿一个木块当板凳用的时候，他甚至都抬不起这个木块，还得有人帮他抬起来呢。
And he gives so many different explanations of how you can't tell me that my son is God and expect me to believe it.
南大王哈拉就举了各种各样的例子，然后就告诉乌大法说，所有的他的这些个表现，你不可能告诉我说他是神，然后让我就相信你了。
So Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they don't see Krishna's divinity.
所以南大王和这个亚修的妈妈从来不会看到 Krishna 的是一个万能的。一个神不可能
，because that is the nature of Krishna's relationship with Yashoda and Nanda.
因为这个是 Krishna 跟亚修的妈妈和 Nanda 王之间的特殊的关系表现。
And therefore, it is understood that the relationships the residents of Vrindavan have with Krishna is the most complete.
正因为如此，我们啊理解就是说 ，Krishna 跟稳达文的那些个居民们的关系是最完整的爱的关系。
Because their love for Krishna is never crippled by what is called Aishvarya, seeing the opulences of Krishna's divinity.
因为他们的关系不会说去因为 Krishna 让他们去看到他的那种万能的这种东西，然后。他们对他的爱就减弱了。
So they have the most complete.
所以他们对至尊人的爱是最完整的爱。
However, we never should never think that those who love Krishna are hierarchical. They're, well, he's less of a devotee.
但是呢
if they don't have this kind of love for Krishna.
但是我们虽然在谈文达文居民对 Krishna 的那种完整的爱，我们不应该想着说，哦，那其他的奉献者，啊，非文达文的居民的奉献者跟 Krishna 的爱，啊，就好像是比他们低了或者是什么，我们从来都不能这么想。
It's not that Kunti Devi is a less of a devotee because she sees Krishna as God.
啊，你不应该说昆提王后把 Krishna 视为是万能的神，就是说明他是比文达文的居民那些个奉献者要低阶的奉献者。
But Krishna is Akila Rasa Mita Sindhu, which means he has an ocean of unlimited relationships with devotees.
嗯，啊，所以呢。Krishna 实际上我们在梵文里头有个句子就说明他是跟所有的奉献者有着各种各样不同关系的那种甜美关系的海洋
and reciprocates with them fully according to their particular mood of love for him
他是根据每一个奉献者对他所具有的那个特殊的那种爱然后把所有的那个爱的那种爱的关系完完整整的去跟那个奉献者交流
Their love is full, it's complete
所以每一个人的每一个奉献者的爱它都是完整的是完全的
They don't know anyone but Krishna and Krishna doesn't know anyone but them
他们跟 Krishna 的关系是什么呢是他们除了 Krishna 别的人他们不知道而 Krishna 跟他们的交流是除了他眼里也没别的人
So Kunti Devi from her relationship that she has with Krishna
所以呢 Kunti 王后呢就是她跟 Krishna 之间的那种关系她从他们之间的关系在讲话
She is summarizing her understanding of Krishna from her frame of reference
所以在这节诗里是他在从他的跟 Krishna 的关系的那个角度在谈他的这种看法把它做一个总结
Therefore Prabhupada is saying this is a summary of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna by Kunti Devi
正因为如此圣帕帕的第一句话就说了是这个对 Krishna 的概括性的总结是由 Kunti Devi 圣 Kunti Devi 做出的
Prabhupada's purport is perfect
所以呢啪啪的这个钥匙都是非常完美的
It's Kunti Devi's summary
所以说这是昆提王后的这个 概述性总结
If you ask the gopis of Vrindavan to give their summary they're going to give a different summary
如果你要求 Vrindavan 的牧牛姑娘们来总结一下 Krishna 的话他们总结出来的是完全不一样的
If you ask Madhumangal, Krishna's friend in Vrindavan, to give a summary, he's going to give a different summary.
那如果你去问 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的那个朋友 Madhumangal, 让他总结 Krishna, 那他给出来的又是完全不一样的。
But this is Kunti Devi's summary.
这节诗的是 Kunti 王后给的总结，概述性总结。
Clear?
大家都明白了吗？
Okay. So Prabhupada begins by saying this is a Kunti Devi's summary.
所以帕帕德的第一句话就说，这个是圣昆提 Devi 在此对至尊主做的这个概述性的总结。
He's a friend of Arjuna.
他是这个 Arjuna 的朋友。
Krishna Sakha.
Krishna Sakha 的意思就是 Arjuna 的朋友。
It means he has a friendly relationship with Arjuna, but it's not the same type of friendly relationship as Madhumangal has.
也就是这意思是什么呢？就是说他。跟阿尔朱娜的这种朋友的关系跟他跟这个 Madhumangal 的那种朋友的关系是不一样的
or Subal or Sridham Krishna's friends in Vrindavan they have their friendly relationships
还有这个 Vrindavan 的其他的 Subal 还有这个 Sridham 他们都是 Krishna 的朋友跟他的关系都不一样
these type of friendly relationships in VrindavanThey think themselves to be equal with Krishna.
这个 Vrindavan 的这些个奉献者， 作为 Krishna 的朋友的这些个奉献者，他们认为他们跟 Krishna 是平等的。
Because they don't see Krishna as God, they see Krishna as my friend.
他们没有认为 Krishna 是神，他们认为 Krishna 是我的朋友。
And they sometimes they wrestle with Krishna.
然后他们有的时候跟 Krishna 摔跤啊什么的。
Sometimes they may jump on Krishna's back.
有的时候甚至直接就跳到 Krishna 的肩膀上去了。
They may say to Krishna, "What kind of big man do you think you are?"
然后他们就说，你认为你是什么大人物吗？
They start wrestling with him.
然后跟他在一起就角力。
So they're friends on an equal footing.
他们就是在平等的层面上的那种朋友的交往。
Although they're even different levels of friends.
尽管是朋友的关系，还有不同层次的朋友关系。
There are some friends who are friends, but they have a little bit more of a service mood, and therefore.They massage Krishna's feet.
所以说你看，有的朋友呢是朋友，但是呢他们有一些个就是仆人的心态，所以他们总是给 Krishna 去按摩脚。
There are some friends who are even have a little bit more of a vatsalya or a parental relationship towards Krishna, not just as a friend.
那还有一些的那种跟 Krishna 是以朋友关系交往的，就是跟 Krishna 是一种平等的这个一个更高一点点的那关系。
And therefore, when Krishna is fighting, they think about how to go in and to protect Krishna.
然后呢，因为他们觉得他们是比 Krishna 还要有力量的，所以跟 Krishna 就 Krishna 在那打架或者什么的时候，他们想的是我们怎么保护他。
But they're his friends.
但是他们是。
And all his friends think mostly on an equal level with Krishna.
那当然了，就是既然是朋友嘛，绝大多数的情况就都是在平等的一个关系上。
But Arjuna is Krishna's Sakha. He's Krishna's friend, but outside of that.
但是呢，Arjuna为什么称他是 Krishna's Sakha 呢？意思就是他是在 Vrindavan 之外的，跟 Krishna 有朋友关系的。
He's Krishna's friend, but there's some reverence.
他是 Krishna 的朋友，但是呢，他的内心对 Krishna 有一些个敬畏的一种情感。
Because that's the symptoms of those who have relationships with Krishna outside Vrindavan, is they feel some reverence towards Krishna.
也就是在 Vrindavan 之外的跟 Krishna 有朋友关系的那些个奉献者，他们的表征是他们的心中多多少少有一些对 Krishna 的敬畏之情。
Just like in Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna saw Krishna's universal form.
就像在《薄伽梵歌》里，我们看到 Arjuna 看到 Krishna 的宇宙形象。
Arjuna was so awestruck. He said, "What have I done? We've taken from the same plate together."
Arjuna 看完了以后，他是那么的震惊，然后他就开始害怕了，说：“哎呦，我这个以前都做了些什么呀？我居然跟他在同一个盘子里吃东西。”
Please forgive me in any way for ever having been familiar in my relationship.
然后他就后来马上就请求 Krishna 原谅，说：“以前我对你真的是太亲不近熟生灭的那种感觉了。”
He was.So awestruck, you understood by seeing this universal form that right after seeing it, he said, Param Bhavam, Param Brahma, you're God.
So he saw this Krishna 的这个宇宙形象以后，然后就一下子就惊呆了，然后他就跟 Krishna 就是祈祷说，你是那个神啊。
He understood that.
他就马上就明白了这一点。
Because he saw that feature of Krishna.
因为他看到了 Krishna 的那个万能的、无限的那个特点。
When Mother Jasoda saw the universal form of Krishna's mouth, just what kind of a son do I have?
但是呢，亚洲的妈妈，当她从 Krishna 的嘴里看到那个宇宙、整个宇宙的时候，她就想。天哪！我这生了一个什么儿子啊？
When Krishna's friends were saying Krishna's eating dirt.
因为那个时候 Krishna 的朋友去给亚修的妈妈告状说，那 Krishna 在吃土。
And Krishna said, "Mother, I don't know what they're saying. I'm not eating dirt."
然后 Krishna 就说，妈，我不知道他们在这儿瞎说什么呢，我没在吃土。
Look inside my mouth.
啊，你来看看我的嘴里的有吗？
She looked at his mouth.
然后他就去看他的嘴里面。
And she saw everything in the creation.
结果他一看，然后他的嘴里头整个是宇宙的什么那个创造。
She saw herself holding Krishna on her lap.
而且他也看到，在他的嘴里头，他也看到自己正抱着 Krishna 在那。
She became temporarily bewildered.
然后他在很瞬间感到特别的迷惑。
What kind of son do I have?
啊，我这生了个什么儿子啊？
But that feeling that he's my son never left.
但是他从来就没有觉得他不是自己的儿子。
Right? Sometimes even when Krishna comes back from the pasturing grounds and the demigods are showering flowers on Krishna.
嗯，那有的时候就是他这个 Krishna 向他走过来的时候，他看到这个半神人在向 Krishna 在撒花。
And just sort of thinks the same thing. What kind of a son?
然后同时他当时亚述的又是，哎，这我这儿子到底是怎么回事啊？
And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that if a mother's son is the president of a country, still, he's her son.
Vishwanath Chakravarti 他就说了，那个一般的情况就是这样，当一个母亲她的儿子哪怕是当了总统，还是她的儿子。
So when Arjuna saw the universal form,
但是呢，当尔朱呢看到他的这个宇宙形象的时候，他马上就起了那种敬畏之情。
Completely awestruck.
完全就被震惊惊呆了。
And he started thinking, "Oh no, I've been too familiar with you. Forgive me."
啊，所以他就马上想的就是，哎呀，过去我对你真的是太亲密了，亲密的都对你不敬了，请你原谅我，原谅我。
I probably even.Once he told us a little anecdote.
啊，所以就像有一次帕帕德讲了一个小事儿。
He said, just like a son, his father may be a policeman.
啊，就像是这个一个儿子啊，就是这个警察，那他的父亲。
But he's used to seeing his father come home out of uniform, and his father picks him up.And embraces him.
啊，就看到就是说，虽然那个父亲的儿子是警察，但是呢，儿子是 the son is policeman.
The son is used to seeing his father come home out of uniform.
啊，就所以呢，就是一个父亲如果是警察，那么呢，儿子每一次都能够看到，就是他的父亲穿着这个。警察的制服回到家里头，一到家然后就拥抱他。
But his father's a policeman.
啊，但是呢，父亲是警察。
And his father comes home shooting guns. If his father comes home shooting guns.
Mm-hmm. So then, if
he sees his father quite differently.
啊，但是呢，如果他看到就是这个父亲回到家在那就是开枪的话，那他看着。那个父亲就是不一样的。
Yeah, can we put the temperature up a little bit, or put the wind down a little bit, or move the fan over me? Yeah. Yeah, I need something.
Yeah,
I'm cold.
直接
不
关了也行，这个不好。
So Prabhupada said, "This is what happened to Arjuna when he saw the universal form."
啊，所以啊，就是我再重新说一遍，这样我们有那个记忆，就是说，如果这个儿子看到当警察的父亲穿着制服回来拥抱他，他是一种感受；但如果他看到他父亲开枪了，他的感受是不一样的。所以Arjuna是看到至尊人的这个宇宙形象的时候，就等于是看到父亲开枪了那种感觉。惊呆了。
It's just like the son seeing his father come.
这就相当于儿子小小的儿子看到父亲在那开枪的那种感觉。
So Arjuna is Krishna Sakha.
所以 Arjuna 是 Krishna Sakha.
I should say Krishna is Krishna Sakha. He's a friend of Arjuna.
Krishna is Krishna. Krishna, 他的反过来刚才说，
this,
他说 Krishna 是 Krishna Sakha， 也就是说 Krishna 是 Arjuna 的朋友。
This is Arjuna's friendly relationship with Krishna outside of Vrindavan.
所以呢，之所以这么称呼，是因为 Arjuna 是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 之外的朋友。
So Kunti Devi says that Krishna, you're a friend of Arjuna.
所以 Kunti Devi 就说了 ，Krishna， 你是 Arjuna 的朋友。
And you're the chief amongst the descendants of Vishnu.
你是 Vishnu 王朝后裔的领袖。
Now Vishnu is the dynasty that Krishna chose to appear in.
那这个 Vishnu 这个王朝是 Krishna 选择。在这个王朝里显现。
Before Krishna appeared in this world, he actually, we read in the Krishna book, he told many of the demigods, "I want you to go and take birth in the Vishnu dynasty."
嗯，所以呢，我们如果读过 Krishna 快乐的全源，我们都知道，在 Krishna 显现之前，他命令所有的半人说，我要你们都到 Vishnu 王朝去投生。
So some of the members of the Vishnu dynasty were demigods from the higher planetary systems.
啊，所以这个 Vishnu 王朝里头的啊很多成员实际上是由半神人投生来。
Some of them were actually eternal associates of the Lord.
那还有一些个 Vishnu 王朝，还有一些成员呢是至尊主的永恒的同伴。
Who had counterparts of themselves in demigod forms.
他们先是就是。有一部分啊，就是分身成半神人。
And they came down also and assisted Krishna.
然后他们也降临下来，来协助至尊人的这个娱乐活动。
And the Vishnu dynasty was a very big dynasty.
那 Vishnu 王朝是非常非常庞大的王朝。
Because if you think about it, that Krishna when he was in Dwarka, how many wives did he have?
啊，所以我们好好想一想，奎什纳在杜瓦尔卡的时候，他有多少的妻子啊？
16,108
Yes, 16,108. 所以他在杜瓦尔卡有16,108个妻子。
He had married all the queens, or the princesses, excuse me, who were trapped by.Balmasura was it?
啊，他呢就是娶了被 Balmasura 绑架了的一万个。
Because they could never
公主
，they couldn't otherwise be married, so Krishna accepted them all as wives.
啊，他们因为被 Balmasura 绑架过了，所以哪怕把他们放了，他们再也不能嫁人了，所以 Krishna 就把他们全娶了。
Of course, this is another aspect of Krishna outside of Vrindavan.
啊，所以这个也是 Krishna 在这个 Vrindavan 之外的另外一个展现的方面。
In Dwarka, his many wives.
在 Dwarka, 他有很多的妻子。
And each and every one of those wives thinks that Krishna is my husband.
而每一个妻子都很确认说 Krishna 是我的丈夫。
She doesn't think that somebody else is getting more attention than me.
她没认为说有其他的人得到了 Krishna 的专注比我得到的多。我也这么想。
There's no envy.
所以在那儿是没有什么嫉妒。
It's not like what happened with. What is it?
Anyway, I remember there's another queen's envy for me.Because of the tree.
Oh, because of the parijata tree.
Okay.
But we'll...
I translate what they say.
没有任何一个人就他有嫉妒。
That's transcendental.
I didn't translate what I said.
No, but you can say it.
Oh.
I got to explain it.
Oh, okay. 那我我刚才在翻译他这句话之前，我说我突然就想起来，在这个 Krishna 快乐的泉源里头，因为他说。所有的妻子都认为自己得到的最多的那个注意力没有嫉妒在那儿。我说好像是有的吧，因为有一个妻子她嫉妒说：“可米你得到了一棵那个天堂之树。”后来她说：“这是超然的，
There's no material envy.
他们没有物质的嫉妒。
When there's material envy, there's malice.
那如果是物质的嫉妒
，malice
啊，如果是物质的嫉妒的话，物质的嫉妒里面是有恶意在里面的。
Just like King Chitraketu had many queens.
Oh, yeah. 就像那个Chitraketu 王，他是不是也有很多妻子啊？
But only one queen gave birth to a son.
但是只有一个妻子生了孩子，生了儿子。
And the other queens were envious because now that one queen was getting more attention.
然后结果其他的妻子就全部都嫉妒了，说好，现在就他一个人得到了君王所有的关注。
So that envy produced malice.
而他们的这种嫉妒就产生了恨。
They conspired amongst themselves and poisoned King Chitraketu.
然后他们彼此之间就开始阴谋策划，怎么把那个小王子给毒死。
So that's material envy.
所以这个是物质的嫉妒。
But there's spiritual envy.
但是呢，在灵性方面也有嫉妒。
And spiritual envy enhances Krishna's pastimes.
而灵性的嫉妒是增强 Krishna 的娱乐活动的滋味。
But there's never any malice.
但是在灵性的嫉妒里头，从来都不会有恶意。
In fact, in the Nectar of Devotion, there's one description of that.
那事实上呢，在《奉爱的甘露》里头，专门对此做了解释。
Of envy, even in Vrindavan.
也就是文达文居民的那种嫉妒。
One gopi was looking at Krishna, who was painting lines on the forehead of another gopi.
有一个牧牛姑娘看到 Krishna 正在给另外一个牧牛姑娘的这个额头上正在画线。
And one gopi out of envy said, Krishna's hands are not, he's painting perfect lines. His hands not unsteady at all. I'm sure that means he's not even agitated in any way by your appearance.
然后那个牧牛姑娘就嫉妒的就说了，你看那个 Krishna 的这个手在给你画线的时候完全都没有任何的就是颤抖或者什么的，那就说明实际上在你面前他心里头是没有什么那种激动的感觉的。这个就是他的嫉妒。
But there's no malice.
但是这种嫉妒里头他是没有恶意的，没有恨。
It actually increases the loving relationships.
事实上就是这些个灵性的嫉妒呢，它可以增强这种爱的交流的甜美。
Because everything here is simply a perverted reflection of the spiritual world.
因为实际上我们这个世界里头的所有的一切只不过是灵性世界的倒影。
Nothing can exist here unless it exists in the spiritual world.
没有什么有在这里有的东西结果在灵性世界里没有，没有这种事情。
The difference is here it's all perverted and reflected.
那么唯一的区别就是这里的一切只不过是灵性实体的扭曲了的倒影。
But the spiritual world there's no material envy.
那么在灵性的世界里头是没有灵物质的嫉妒的。
So each of the queens was fully satisfied in their relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，这个当时的这个16108个妻子，每一个人都是非常非常的满意，满足于跟 Krishna 的那个关系。
In fact, Narada Muni, when he went to all the palaces of Dwarka, he went into one palace after the next, after the next. In each palace, he saw Krishna with queen.
那事实上我们读这个 Krishna 快乐的泉源的时候，我们看到 Narada Muni 他是不是就是在很短的时间里就到了每一个宫殿，16108个宫殿，结果就看到在每一个宫殿里头 Krishna 正在跟他的那个宫殿里头的王后在一起做事情。
So with each of these queens Krishna had children.
而 Krishna 呢跟每一个这个妻子都有孩子。
How many were each of them had?
Ten sons
from each queen. That's right.
但那个 Krishna 呢跟每一个妻子都有10个儿子。
They're all part of the Vishnu dynasty.
啊，那所有这些人全部都是威士尼王朝的成员。
So, Vishnu dynasty is very big.
所以威士尼王朝是非常非常的庞大。
But Krishna's chief amongst the descendants of Vishnu.
但是呢，这里称说 Krishna 是威士尼王朝后裔的领袖。
He appeared in that dynasty.
他选择在那个王朝选显现。
Prabhupada explains that he's recognized as the chief of the Vishnu dynasty because of Krishna's presence, which made the Vishnu dynasty auspicious.
嗯，这个。帕德的这个要旨就说了，之所以称他是威士尼王朝后裔的领袖，是因为由于他选择在威士尼王朝显现，而使得威士尼王朝繁荣昌盛。
The example is just like Malayan sandalwood.
啊，他举的例子就像那个马来亚山的那个叫檀香。
No, Malaya.Or I guess it's also Malaysia.
他说他就觉得就是我们就当时觉得马来亚的意思就是指的马来西亚。
It became famous because of sandalwood.
啊，它之所以变得有名，是因为在那儿盛产檀香树。
Therefore, the sandalwood is called Malayan sandalwood.
所以这个檀香现在就称为马来亚的檀香。
So in the same way, Vishnu dynasty became famous because Krishna.
而同样的道理，威士尼王朝之所以最后在世界上变得非常著名，是因为 Krishna 选择在威士尼王朝显现。
So you're the chief amongst descendants of Vishnu.
所以呢，在这里说，您是威士尼王朝后裔的领袖。
You are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth.
啊，您摧毁了危害地球的政治团体。
So, Queen Kunti also sees how Krishna arranged everything, the whole Kurukshetra war.
所以呢，在这里就说明昆蒂王后也能够非常看得明白，实际上是 Krishna 安排了所有的一切，使得库鲁战争发生了。
That was all orchestrated by Krishna.
所有这一切都是由 Krishna 安排策划。
To relieve the burden of the world from the demoniac elements, especially the demoniac kings.
那这个目的是什么呢？目的就是把地球上的所有的邪恶的君王把他们清除掉。
Because if we remember at the beginning of Krishna book, Lord Brahma went to Svetadvipa and he was praying to the Lord, "We're going to need your help."
所以呢，如果我们这个回忆一下。在这个 Krishna 快乐的泉源里头的一开始 ，Brahma 带领着所有的半神人就到了牛奶之洋岸边，然后对在这个白岛上的 Krishna 祈祷说：“我们需要你的帮助。”
Bhumi, the mother of Mother Earth, she was feeling the weight of all these demoniac kings on her body.
也就是当时呢，地球母亲 Bhumi。他感受到所有这些个邪恶的君王、邪恶的势力，给他造成了重负。
It was a very heavy weight for her to hold.
对他来说，承担这么沉重的负担是很困难的。
And she understood, I'm not going to be able to tolerate the weight of these demoniac influences without some help.
他当时就明白说，如果没有谁来帮助我的话，我自己是没有办法一直不断的承受这样的重负的。
So she went to Brahma.
所以他就去找 Brahma 去帮忙。
And then Brahma said, I think we're going to have to go.
所以呢，他 Brahma 听完他的报告以后就说
seek some help.
我这儿也不行，我们最好再去找更高一级的帮助。
So Brahma went with the demigods to Svetadvipa, the ocean of milk, where the Lord is lying as Shirdakshai Vishnu.
所以呢，他就率领着众多的半神人就到了这个牛奶之洋的岸边，然后向居住在这个白岛上面的这个牛奶之洋里面那个白岛上面的至尊人祈祷。
Began offering prayers to the Lord.
向至尊人祈祷。
And the Lord responded by saying, okay, all of you, demigods, you go and you take birth. I will come and I will leave the burden.
所以后来他就听到制作人的回应就说了，好的，你们所有的人都啊到地球上去投生去，我呢很快就要降临了。
So she says, Kunti Devi says that you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements of this earth.
所以昆提王后在这里就说了，您摧毁了危害地球的政治团体。
So Krishna came, and one of the ways the earth was relieved from the burden of the demoniac kings was through this battle of Kurukshetra.
嗯，所以 Krishna 后来就降临了，降临了以后就是为了铲除地球上所有的这些邪恶的君王，他就安排了 Kurukshetra 战争。
In fact, not only did Krishna remove the burden of the demoniac kings through the battle of Kurukshetra.
啊，事实上呢 ，Krishna 也不仅仅是透过安排 Kurukshetra 战争。啊，去消除地球上的邪恶的君王。
But when it came time for Krishna to leave this world,
他不仅仅是消除了所有这些邪恶的君王，当他在要离开这个地球的时候
，Krishna is thinking, so many demigods and associates came before me, and now they're on the planet.
他在离开地球的时候，他就想。在我来之前，这么多的半神人，还有我的这些个永恒的这些个同伴，都投生在了地球。
And if I leave before them, it might be pretty heavy for the planet.
如果我现在，啊，把他们都留在地球，我自己先走了的话，那么地球还是会感到负担很沉重。
Because they're all devotees, they'll feel great separation from Krishna.That's one reason.
啊，那么这个其中呢，还有一个原因就是，所有这些在 Krishna 之前来的这些个投生的这些人物，他们都是 Krishna 的奉献者，所以如果 Krishna 比他们先走的话，他们就会感觉到跟 Krishna 那种强烈的分离之痛。
And but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I believe, he also explains that some of those demigods, they became a little bit too familiar with Krishna.
那么 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj 在他的解释当中也说，解释说，这个来协助 Krishna 完成任务的有些个半神人，后来就变得有点对 Krishna 真的就有点亲不近熟生灭那种感觉。
And if Krishna left before them, they could also create chaos.
那如果 Krishna 自己先走了，把他们留在地球上的话。因为他们骄傲或者什么，他们可能就开始给地球造成一些个伤害。
So Krishna had to make an arrangement also to take the Yadu dynasty out of the universe before he left, so they didn't create chaos.
所以 Krishna 呢，当他在离开地球之前，他必须安排，就是让所有的这个
亚度。
亚度王朝里面
Vishnu dynasty same
Vishnu 就是要把这个 Vishnu 王朝的亚度王朝里头的这些个重量级的人物也都安排离开地球、yes. 要不然的话就会给地球造成负担
This is all explained in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam
所以这一切呢都是在盛典薄伽瓦坛薄伽梵歌这个《薄伽梵往事书》的第十一篇里面都有解释。
It was I'll just tell it very simply.
啊，那我呢，只是讲一些个非常简单的。
That some of the young boys of the Vishnu dynasty they were approached some of the sages at this auspicious place.
那当时呢，就是这个 Krishna 的一些个儿子。啊，比较年轻的，然后他们就去找这些个圣人们。
And they were presenting themselves. Samba was the one who had the
那个就是那个桑巴，就是 Krishna 实际上挺爱的一个儿子桑巴，他当时呢就是弄了一个锅扣在自己的肚子上，然后就去接近那些个圣人。
So they approached the sages and said, "Oh, just see, this woman is pregnant. Oh, great sages, could you please tell us what kind of child will take birth in this womb?"
嗯，他当时弄了锅扣在自己的肚子上，把自己打扮成女人，然后呢，那些个人簇拥着他去到圣人面前，然后就说：“哦，你看圣人，你看这有一个妇女，她怀孕了，你们能不能告诉我们，她肚子里的孩子是什么样子的呀
？”So actually, they were mocking the sages.
啊，实际上他们实际上是在想要去嘲弄吧圣人们。
And the sages then cursed them.
结果那些个圣人们就诅咒了他们，因为他们的那个行为是非常不恰当的。
You foolish children.
说你们这些个愚蠢的孩子。
What you'll find with in the womb, if you look, you'll see that there will be a club there, not a child.
啊，所以如果你真正的去看你那个肚子里的话，那个肚子里头实际上就是铁的那个东西，根本就不是个孩子。
And that club will be the destruction of your dynasty.
啊，那个就是肚子里，你这个肚子里头是那个大头棒，那个大头棒就会把你们的王朝给砸的粉碎。
They were nervous.
所以当时他们听完了以后就特别的紧张。
They lifted the curtain and they saw underneath was a big iron club.
结果，他把那个衣服就撩起来，一看，里面变成了一个铁的大头棒。
And became so nervous what to do with the club, they decided to try to grind it up into all the little pieces, and they threw it in the water.
嗯，然后呢，他们就试图抵消那些圣人们的诅咒。他们做什么呢？他们就把这个大头棒用这个什么布啊给它包起来，然后把它给它弄碎，然后给它扔在很远的地方。海里头去了。
They're able to grind up everything except for one piece that couldn't grind, and that piece also entered into the waters as a whole piece.
嗯，然后呢，他们想把他们大头棒就是给它完全弄碎，但是不知怎的，就是只有一块铁就是弄不碎，所以呢，就连着那块弄不碎的那个铁全都扔到海里去了。
And that piece, that whole piece, later became swallowed by a fish.
然后结果那一块铁块就被海里头的一条鱼给吞进去。
And all the other particles that had been thrown in the water, it gradually grew into these rods, like bamboo rods on the shore of the ocean.
啊，那他们扔到海里头的其他的那个被碾碎的部分。逐渐逐渐的就开始生长成铁棍子，像竹子一样，就从那个海岸线那儿全都长出来。
And what happened is, all the members of the Yadu dynasty, Vishnu dynasty, they once went to this place, and they all became completely intoxicated.
嗯，那结果呢？有一天，所有的这些个啊。这个亚杜王朝的这些个后裔们啊，他们就都到了这个海岸边去玩，但是最后全部都醉了。
And they started fighting with one another.
然后因为在酒醉的状况下，他们就开始互相打架。
They were all very equally powerful.
而这些个 Krishna 的这些孩子还有这些人，他们都是。力量都是一样强大的。
Nobody else could have destroyed them.
没有别人能把他们给消灭了。
So Krishna had to arrange it that they would destroy themselves.
所以 Krishna 必须安排说他们必须自相残杀，把自己。
So they began fighting with one another, and then they began picking up these pieces of bamboo that had grown on the side of the.From the bank and striking each other.
嗯，所以他们就是在酒醉的状况下，在那打起来的情况下，就开始顺手就拿出，就是拔起这个长在海岸线上的这种铁棍子，然后就拿抡着棍子就互相殴打。
And this way they destroyed themselves.
就这样，全都互相打死了。
And then that one piece of iron that was swallowed by the fish was found by a fisherman.
啊，然后呢，那个被这个鱼吞进去的那个铁块被一个渔民找到。
Which was discarded by the fisherman and was later found by a hunter.
啊，然后呢，这个后来他找到了这个铁块以后，那最后可能也没有用，最后就被那个铁匠又给找捡到了。
And the hunter decided to use it as a head of his arrow.
啊，然后呢，那个hunter 就是那个就是猎人，他就决定要把这一块铁块把它做成箭的那个头。
And that hunter used that arrow.When he was once looking up from the distance, Krishna was sitting on the bank, and he was sitting in his lotus position, and he saw Krishna's foot, and he thought it was the face of a deer.
啊，当时呢，这个他把它做成那个箭头以后，有一次他就在打猎，那个时候 Krishna 正好呢就是这个双腿莲花座盘坐在这个岸边上，他。但是这个猎人在看的时候，他看到这个 Krishna 的一只脚，他认为那个是鹿的这个脸，他看成是这个样子。
And he shot that arrow into what he thought was the face of the deer, but it was actually the heel of Krishna's foot.
啊，所以他就冲着这个他认为的是鹿的那个脸就射了一箭，但实际上那是 Krishna 的脚后跟。
And on the pretense of being shot in the foot by an arrow, Krishna left behind a material body so that those who thought that Krishna was an ordinary person would think that Krishna was just an ordinary person.
然后 Krishna 被射到脚后跟以后，那 Krishna 就假装就死了，所以他就留了一个他的身体物质的啊。留在这儿，他就走了，就让那些个认为 Krishna 是在投生在物质身体里头的那些个人，认为 Krishna 就是物质的一个人物。
How could Krishna be killed by an arrow?
但是大家想想，Krishna 怎么可能就被一个箭就杀了呢？而且是射在脚后跟上，这是我家的。
He left that way to bewilder the atheists.
啊，他之所以这样的方式离开这个世界，就是为了迷惑那些个无神论者。
Those who refuse to accept Krishna's divinity said, "Okay, just see, he was an ordinary person."
那就是那些个拒绝承认 Krishna 是万能的神的人，他们看到这种现象，就是你看。Krishna 你看离开他的身体了，但是奉献者们从来不会这么想。
It was all Krishna's pastime.
啊，他们奉献者们知道这都是 Krishna 的娱乐活动而已。
So he could leave this universe and go to the next.
这样的话 ，Krishna 就可以退场，离开这个宇宙，到另外一个宇宙去了。
So you are the destroyer of political parties, which are disturbing elements on this earth.
所以这就是昆蒂王后在说，您摧毁了危害地球的政治团体。
I'm not even going to be able to get any farther. It's already.
我就讲到这儿，我不能讲更多。
I've been speaking long enough. We have to get ready to leave and go.
啊，就是我不能再讲了，因为我们待会儿还得。就是到另外一个地方去，所以。
But she says your prowess. We'll just read the rest. Your prowess never deteriorates.
啊，所以我们现在就是读一下这个后来他的昆蒂王后的祈祷，说你高超的本领永不减弱。
You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode.
您是超然居所的主人。
And you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the Brahmins, and the devotees.
降临世上是为了去除乳牛、Brahmana 和奉献者的痛苦。
This is Kunti's vision.
这个就是昆蒂王后的她的看法。
You are God.
啊，你因为就你是神嘛。
And you come to this world to relieve the distress of your devotees.
所以呢，你来到这个世界上就是为了去除你的奉献者的痛苦。
And to protect the cows and the Brahmins.
然后呢，保护乳牛和 Brahmana。
Namo Brahmanya Devaya Gopamanihi Taya Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. This verse glorifies Krishna as the protector of the cows and the Brahmins.
啊，所以刚才他念的这一节梵文的诗就是说。 在赞美 Krishna 是保护乳牛和 Brahmana 的那个人。
And the protector of Jagatitaya of this world.
啊，而且呢，就是保护这个整个这个世界。
You possess all mystic powers.
啊，你拥有一切的神秘力量。
Another name for Krishna is Yogeshwar.
啊 ，Krishna 的还有一个名字叫 Yogeshwar.
He is the master of all mystics.
意思是说，他是所有的神秘瑜伽师的主人。
You are the preceptor of the entire universe.
啊。你是整个宇宙的导师。
Because all knowledge that comes from within this universe comes originally from Krishna.
嗯，因为实际上所有的这个知识啊，这个宇宙里所有的知识都是从 Krishna 那儿来的。
Who first imparted that knowledge into the heart of Brahma?
嗯，是他先把那个知识先放在 Brahma 的心中 ，Brahma 的心中。
And Brahma.Imparted that knowledge to Narada.
然后 ，Brahma 把这个知识又传给了 Narada.
Yes, and to siblings.
然后又传给就这样 Vyasa Dev. 接下来就是这样师徒传承。
You are the Almighty God.
啊，就你是这个万能的神。
And I offer my respectful obeisances.
啊，我虔敬的向你顶礼膜拜。
Okay.
好吗？